Welcome to the Rengineering YouTube and podcast, your weekly dose of Porsche culture. With Tech Talk, Heritage, the Ren Builds playlists, along with a massive dollop of waffle, we'll keep you entertained. So subscribe now on any podcast streaming service and YouTube. Welcome to the Rengineering YouTube and podcast, and welcome to another episode. This episode is going to be a waffle episode because you will have noticed that there was no episode last week. So the plan was to drop one last week, and then the weather turned and it became spring overnight, and actually working in the garage wasn't too bad. So I decided to crack on and try and finish my Cayman. Am I there? Big question mark over that. Not quite. So I think I'm probably 98% of the way through finishing that car, ready for the show season, which is amazing. Left you with a bit of a teaser last time and said that I was off to Belgium, which I did. That trip was to collect my Gold Leaf carbon fiber GT4 RS intake system. So that thing is an absolute beast. I spent the best part of 2 months working with Gold Leaf at the back end of last year, trying to lock in, I mean, it sounds crazy, doesn't it, lock in a spec for an intake system, but that's effectively what I did. The intent being that I didn't want it to be gloss carbon. I knew that right from the off. I wanted it to be subtle, because the rest of the Rengineering Cayman is relatively subtle. And I went for a matte finish everywhere, apart from the outer hoods. So if you're looking at the side windows that get replaced on the GT4 RS, you see some, like, the kind of ducts, I guess, or the hoods. Those are painted in agate grey to match the rest of the car. Lots of the other car bits of trim have been repainted in agate grey. That was really a tip of the hat to my brief ownership of a Carrera T. Actually, you can go online and watch that episode. There's basically a selling my Cayman after a few years originally, but an episode of buying the Carrera T, having it for 8 weeks, selling the Carrera T and explaining what I was going to do with the Cayman. So, but I really love that car. The Carrera T, the 991.2 Carrera T, is a brilliant car. So I did want a tip of a hat to that experience. So that's why agate grey is kind of a feature of the rest of my car now as well. So really cool. Loved it. Oh, the dog's coming to say hello. Come here then. 1, 2, 3, up. 16-year-old dog still can jump. So I locked in the spec. I've got the outer hoods covered in agate, in an agate grey painted finish. They will do that Gold Leaf Performance. If you contact them and you're ordering a system, you can go through and kind of pick it exactly how you want each part to look. The engine cover, I mean, that's the real kind of thing that is just wonderful, right? The hidden element of the Cayman and Boxster, you obviously can't see the engine. The likelihood of 99% of owners ever seeing what's underneath the carpet, because that's all you get is a, you know, effectively a piece of carpet and some foam. They just won't see it. So, you still can't see it, but at least you can see this bloody great airbox now. That is also finished in matte carbon fiber finish. There's a ribbed section. You can see all of these pictures over on Instagram at the Rengineering Podcast. You can have a look at some of the pictures on there. It has a ribbed section in the same way that the GT4 RS, because it's a mimic of that that same system. So I asked for the ribbed section to be painted matte black, the rest of it to be matte carbon, and then a gold pinstripe. If you've seen the car, the wheels that I have on my car are from a Boxster Spider, and they are painted a satin aurum gold. So I wanted to kind of bring the, and I've always said this as well, I wanted to bring the outside of the car in and then the inside of the car out. That was always the intention. So there's lots of grey Alcantara on the inside. So the grey is now a feature colour of the outside. I'll come to explain why in a sec. That was the spec basically. So matte, a bit of agate grey, and then a gold pinstripe. I couldn't be happier. It took me, what did it take? Probably 2 hours to drive to Folkestone. A half an hour crossing and then an hour and a half into Belgium to pick the system up, and then obviously that in reverse. So I stayed over quick overnight because I spent some time with some friends in Belgium and then drove back the next day. That then I said to myself, I'm going to set myself a target of having it installed within a week to basically to prove that it's doable. And I have a full-time job. So re-engineering is not my full-time job yet. That was on top of having a full-time job, which meant working every evening on the weekend to try and hit that point where one full week between collecting it and then posting an episode, I'd have got that done. I missed it by about 3 or 4 hours. And I even put a post out on, I dropped stories the entire time I was fitting that, actually, that. And a couple of a post as well, so you can see some of those again if you head over to the Instagram page. At the time, I was like, oh, God, that was really, you know, what a miss. Maybe I should have done a Matt Armstrong and stayed up all night or something like that. And I thought, you know what, I'm not trying to be Matt Armstrong. From an engineering perspective, if you are working on something and it's just not going your way, it's always better to take a pause, walk away from something, and then come back with a fresh pair of eyes. And typically, the thing I was trying to rush that probably would have got me to the end, I noticed a very small but a mistake I made that I was able to fix within 10 minutes. But I reckon I spent 2.5 hours, you know, blundering around because I was just tired and I'd, you know, got past that point of focusing properly. So it didn't hit that 7-day point. It was the Sunday, so 8 days in total. And that was evenings and weekend. So it proves the point more than anything else, I guess, that actually it's completely doable. I am more than a DIYer. I think that's fair to say. And I think I've got some kind of grounded engineering experience and skills that allows me to come at things from a slightly different perspective. But by no means am I a Formula One mechanic. So there are also, limitations to my skill set. So I think if you're considering it and you're wondering whether the cost is going to be, you know, 10 plus hours of labor, because it does roughly take 10 hours to install, I would say, give it some proper thought. The guys actually at Goldleaf have put an incredible video out on YouTube. So you can literally, and I use it as a reference point a lot of the time, just have the video playing in the background and then I'd stop and review it again and go, okay, I can see what they're doing there. Amazing, absolutely amazing. Without that, it would have been much harder. So that is now on the car. So my Cayman, my 981 Cayman now has a Goldleaf Performance intake fully installed. I then set about testing it. So I did literally just after I finished it, I kind of drove it around to where I live, 5 minutes maybe tops. And all I was doing then is looking for any serious knocks and bangs, any fluids leaking, any peaks of temperature, because you've got to replace a part of the coolant. So there's a hose joining section that you need to put in. So you need to drain some coolant out to do that. So I was looking for those sorts of things. Second test I did was a little bit longer. So my wife and I went out for probably a half an hour journey, and that was literally no music on, nothing like that. And all I was doing is going all the way through the rev range, again, listening for anything that you wouldn't expect. And also getting some, just the most insane amount of excitement I've ever had with that car, because I'm not gonna shortchange you anymore. I'm gonna play back the tiny 10 second clip of me ringing it out all the way through to the not quite the limiter, because my wife doesn't love it. In fact, afterwards she turned around and said, please don't do that again. But it's not far off the limiter, so you get kind of a full sweep really from low down revs as well. But the first time I heard that, I was just absolutely laughing my head off. Absolutely loved it. So that's kind of where we are. So it's been fully tested. I then, the following day to that, did a 2.5 hour round trip down to Riviera Auto Body. Ty, that runs Riviera, has very kindly painted the 718 rocker panels. So the side panels, as you look at a Cayman, those panels were replaced now on my car with 718 or 718, however you want to say it. And then the again, picking up on the Agate Grey, the trims off a 4-liter GTS are now on that set my car as well, but they're painted in Agate Grey as well. So we're really, really, really close. I'm going to pause there and I'm going to play you this 10 second clip. I put this out as a reel, right? So I have in the past made, you know, spent ages putting, you know, developing a reel in Premiere Pro and, you know, putting like a couple of hours into it and really thinking, right, this is the one that's going to go viral, for it to fall flat on its ass. This, I got my wife to film me accelerating to nearly the red line. It's an 11 second clip, and all I did was put loud and then put a GT4 RS for quarter of the price. So what you're about to hear now got, I think, and I'll edit and enter in the current stats. In fact, I'll do it right now. I'll tell you exactly what those stats are for that reel, because it was absolutely hilarious. I was just sat there watching it. Why did I put so much work into this before? So let me have a quick look. So at this point in time, this reel, this 11-second reel, has had 52,806 views, 957 likes, 45 comments, and 105 saves. So there you go. What I've learned from all of this is you don't have to put a ton of effort in. You just have to make some noise. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that, that 10-second clip. That's also the reason, all of this is the reason why there was no episode last week, because I was busting my ass trying to get that done. So there are some bits left to do. I've managed to find some tech equipment, pedals that probably won't mean anything to you, but they're an option from the Porsche catalogue, and they've arrived, so I've got to fit those. I've got a handful of other small snagging jobs to do. I fitted those side rocker panels, but there was some adjustment to get those absolutely bang on. And then it goes to a good friend of mine, Darren. Darren, hello, if you're listening to this. He is a Formula Motorsport mechanic. He's been in the sport for, I don't know, 20 odd years at least. He's probably not going to thank me for saying that. But I'm going to give him the keys to the car. He knows it's a road car, so I'll talk to him about what it was designed for. Again, if you're going into a testing regime for anything, from an engineering project perspective, you need to know what the thing is, what it's designed for, what you're expecting it to do, what you're not expecting it to do. My car was never designed to be a track car, so it hasn't got crazy amounts of camber. It hasn't got, you know, really polybushed subframes everywhere to make sure that it's as stiff as possible. It's a road car. So when I give him the keys, what I'm really looking for is feedback about how good a road car is it, but also what emotion does it create? Are you enjoying yourself? Is the smile beaming across your face? And if no, what would help that? Braking efficiency, I've put a much bigger set of brakes on there. What does he think about the bias? All of those sorts of things to help me dial it in. The DSC Sport controller that has got the GT3 PASM map on it. So that's the adjustable suspension. What does that feel like? That's the kind of information I'm going to try and get from Darren. And then if there are changes or adjustments to be made, then we'll make those and get the car dialed perfectly in. And at that point, with all the visual stuff done, all the interior stuff done, oh, I missed the fact I changed a load of the interior to Alcantara as well. But there you go, roof lining, all sorts of stuff. Once that's complete, that's when I consider the car complete. Because then at that point, it can go off to a load of YouTubers. It can go off to get some mag features done and start promo for the year. So... But the Ren 550 will be subject to the same scrutiny, the same testing, expecting critical feedback off people, because ultimately that's how you get the absolute best out of the product. So that's Darren's involvement. What I would say as well is I've got some stuff I've recently booked. So I'm going to be a 9 Excellence in the near future. We're going to look at their some of their project cars that they've got. So we'll be doing an episode there. I've also got... I've been really trying to do an episode for a little while now with the idea of talking about the art of the road test. Now, I don't profess to be a road tester YouTuber. That's not the stuff I do. So if you've been over to the YouTube channel and you've watched my stuff, it's typically either about the things that I'm working on, or it's an interview of sorts, but much more of an open conversation. And that's kind of the approach that I've taken. So I've always wanted to sit down and learn more about the art of the road test. So I've got one of my favorite people that's an actual proper car journo. His name's Alex Goy. He's been a mag writer for years. He's been doing YouTube for a long time. He's been on BBC TV. He's been pretty much everywhere. You name it, Fifth Gear. Really, 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 really lovely guy. He's also been very open about mental health before and the fact that it's quite a difficult industry in that space. So I'm going to sit down with Alex. We've already agreed that. We're going to go and do an episode together. And then most excitingly coming up, I've managed to completely lock in the Michelin Tech Talk, and that's going to be taking and basically myself and my Cayman and two cars, some RPM Technic, who have agreed to be involved as well. We're going to go to the Michelin Test Center and shoot an episode all about taking a car and a specific use case for a tire, developing a tire all the way through to it getting onto your car. So you listening to this and someone that can purchase it. So we're going to strip that down, going to take a lot of technical jargon and then kind of figure out what that actually means. All of the crap you've heard over the years about not just Michelin but any tires, we're going to get rid of all of those rumors. We're going to go straight to the truth. We're going to talk to the people that make all of that stuff. And Michelin, big thank you to the team at Michelin, have been so good at creating this opportunity. I'm really looking forward to working with Michelin for a long time. So that's coming up as well. So there's some really cool episodes that are being shot in the next couple of months. And then obviously we've got lots of stuff that's already in the bank as well. Rennsport, there's me driving a half a million pound Porsche with Rennsport. That's coming out soon. The Mike Brewer episode's coming out soon. There's lots to come as well. And the Porsche Club GB live event, that's coming out soon. So an absolute mountain of stuff that's going to be coming out. So this episode was only ever due to be a short one, but I just wanted to bring you all up to speed and give you a bit of an insight into what's been, why there was no episode last week, but also all of the things that have been happening recently. So that's it for this episode. We'll be at 15 minutes. That's perfect. That's exactly what I wanted out of this. I do hope you've had a great couple of weeks now. I don't know what it is. If you're in the southern hemisphere, you're going to be finding that it's turning slightly colder. But if you're lucky enough and you're kind of in it, particularly in England, we're starting, well, actually not the last couple of days, but we're starting to see some warmer temperatures and starting to see some cool cars out and about. I'm going to leave one slightly, this is a brilliant move for Rengineering, and this is has the potential to turn Rengineering from something that is not my day job to something that is my day job. A little while ago I mentioned that the Berg Spider developed by Porsche, so not the original race car from the 50s and 60s or 50s, but the most recent version of that, that they did a 981 version of the Boxster Spider that had a Berg Spider, so it had no glass screen, it had a little race screen. I'm almost sure that I have a partner to develop five of those things, maximum of five. So we'll have five white 981 Boxster Spiders, and we'll be doing a conversion to the Berg, or an inspiration of the, from the Berg Spider. They'll be released in very limited numbers. So once that, if that happens, and it's not 100%, so I can't talk about who that's with, but if that happens and they go into production, they'll get signed off by Grant Larson, the guy from Porsche that came up with the original Boxster concept. Every Boxster and Cayman that you've seen since, he's had a hand in designing. So he is the top of the tree in terms of adoption, authenticity, and making sure it's signed off by the right person. He's physically going to sign each car off. So that's as exciting as it gets for Rengineering. There is a real chance that in the coming months that I'm able to bring you some great news. On that bombshell, I'm going to leave you to it, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for all your likes, shares and follows. If you are one of the 52,000, no, what was it? What did I say it was? 52,000 people? Yep, 52,000 people that liked that, or that watched that reel. Thank you so much. And I'll see you again next time. Take care for now. Bye-bye.